Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's episode of Crypto Market Forecast. I'm your host, Jellyfish Izzy, and today, October 17, 2024, we're diving into the latest updates and forecasts in the cryptocurrency market. So whether you're a seasoned crypto trader or just curious about what's happening in the digital asset space, you're in the right place. Now, let's get started. Today's headlines. First up, we've got Bitcoin. It's currently experiencing a bit of a bearish trend. After breaking through $68,000 recently, it looks like the momentum might be cooling off a bit. We're seeing some profit-taking and FOMO kicking in as well. Now, I know what you're thinking. Bitcoin has been on a roll, right? But when there's an imbalance between rising leverage and lower trading volumes, we could be in for some swift market corrections. So, keep an eye on those trading volumes and leverage levels if you're thinking about making a move. Next, let's talk about Ether, Avalanche, and Binance Coin. These guys have had a bit of sunshine recently, suggesting slightly bullish conditions in the short term. But if we zoom out to a one-week horizon, things start to look a bit rainier. The forecast is predicting a bearish trend for both Ether and Binance Coin over the next week. So, short-term traders might have some opportunities here, but those of you looking for longer-term plays may want to be cautious. Now, what about the altcoins like Ripple's XRP and Dogecoin? These two are looking at a drizzle in the short term, meaning we could see a bit of bearishness in the immediate future. And over the next week, we're expecting that bearish trend to persist for XRP, as well as for Solana and Litecoin. So, if you're holding any of those coins, you might want to consider how this forecast fits into your strategy. And here's an interesting bit of news. Bitcoin ETFs have been absolutely surging in popularity. In the past 4 days alone, over $1.6 billion has been invested into spot Bitcoin ETFs in the U.S. Now, a huge portion of that, around $760 million, went into BlackRock's ETF. The fact that there's so much institutional confidence in Bitcoin is a good sign for long-term stability, even if we're seeing some short-term bearish signals. Now, let's talk stablecoins for a minute. Tether has reached a new milestone with over 330 million on-chain wallets holding USDT. This is a strong indicator of growing adoption and usage of stablecoins, which, as we know, can help support liquidity in the market. The rise in stablecoin usage might also help buffer against any sharp declines, especially as the market navigates these volatile waters. So, what does all of this mean for you? Well, in the short term, expect volatility for Bitcoin. There are a lot of factors at play here, and while we could see some corrections, the strong interest in Bitcoin ETFs and the growing usage of stablecoins are positive signs for longer-term stability. All right. So that's the scoop on today's crypto weather. Remember, the market moves fast, so always stay updated and keep an eye on the latest trends. That wraps up today's episode of Crypto Market Forecast. I hope you found this forecast insightful. If you did, be sure to subscribe so you don't miss our next episode. Thanks for tuning in, and as always, happy trading. And with that, I'll catch you all in the next episode. Take care.